Indian shares closed flat on Thursday, after moving in a narrow range through the day, with technology and pharma stocks posting gains amid some cautious trading due to the country reporting its highest jump in daily COVID-19 cases in a month. And NBSP. The NSE Nifty 50 Index and the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex ended almost flat at 17,203.95 and 57,794.32, respectively. And NBSP. And QUOT, the strong growth dynamic in the Indian IT sector and the safe haven status that pharma enjoys will ensure that money gravitates towards these sectors till there is clarity on Omicron fears, and QUOT, said AJ Bhatt, an independent market analyst. And NBSP. The Nifty IT index gained 1% and the pharma index added 0.44%. And NBSP. The IT index has gained for a fifth straight week and is up over 59% so far this year. And NBSP. Indian equities have retreated more than 7% from a record high hit in October, on worries over high valuations and the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant globally. And NBSP. And QUOT, while we remain constructive on Indian equities for calendar year 2022 with structurally high earnings growth, stretched valuations and potential negative catalysts could lead to tactical market corrections in the near term. And QUOT, Amish Shah, head of research, Bank of America Securities India, said in a note. And NBSP. Meanwhile, COVID-19 infections in the country jumped by 13,154 infections. And NBSP. And QUOT, the rate of hospitalizations from Omicron is very low. But if the sheer numbers were to overwhelm the hospital infrastructure, then one could see rollout of lockouts and crimping of economic activity, and QUOT, Bhatt said. And NBSP. RBA Bank fell 9.4% after a report that a 3 billion rupees write-off was the key reason for Indian banking regulator and number 39's intervention in the private lender. And NBSP. The bank said over the weekend its managing director and chief executive officer went on medical leave and the Reserve Bank of India had appointed an executive to the lender and number 39's board. And NBSP,